It's coming to the end of day one, as you rightly said. We've had a wonderful day's rally in here in the northwest as the Wilton Recycling Donegal International Rally once again stepped up to the plate and provided the thousands who have taken to the stages today with some fantastic entertainment. It's been warm conditions, ideal for spectators, not so much for the competitors in the car. There's been melting tar on the stages as well in any showing, but we've been really served up a treat as day one, as we say, comes to a close. On the sheets, as the cars will make their way now to service, coming off the end of Cool Cross, Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan, the defending champions in the Skoda Fabia RS Rally 2, they have an advantage of 12.4 seconds from Hayden Patton and David Moynihan in the Hyundai i20. Devine and O'Sullivan, of course, on course after day one for three in a row Donegal titles, but there is of course a long way to go. They have won the last two events here and they've had quite a steady run today, and Callum seemed to be happy when he came off Cool Cross with how his day had panned out. As for Peyton Haddon, as we know, a two-time European rally champion and indeed also a former winner on the WRC circuit as well, he got his first fastest stage of this event. It came on the second run round Cool Cross, a time of 6 minutes 22.9, and he was just under 2 seconds quicker than that time of Devine. So Patton getting his first fastest time on the sixth stage of the day. John Armstrong, who lost time earlier in the first loop due to a rear differential problem, which meant he had front wheel drive only on the first run round Cool Cross, he's been making up some time. He done a time in there in Cool Cross of 6:24.1, so another very quick time for John Armstrong. So Hayden was the quickest, John Armstrong the second fastest, and Callum Devine had the third fastest time. So outside of the top two, how's things looking in the overall standings at the moment? Well, Mirian Evans and Jared Conway have now dropped to third as Hayden Patton jumps up two spots into second. Evans trails Patton by 2.8 seconds and is 15.2 down on the leader, Devine. Evans is the first of the Toyota GR Yaris Rally 2 cars that we see on the timesheets. The second is just behind him. William Creepner and Liam Regan, they sit in fourth position, and there's just 0.2 of a second separating the Melvin Evans Motorsport Yaris cars this evening as we come to the end of day one. On the stage, Evans' time was 6:27.2, Creighton 6:27.4, and that means that those two men are separated by just 0.2 of a second as they go to the stages tomorrow. John Armstrong's been climbing up the top 10 today. He's got a Donegal man on board, of course, in the form of Shane Byrne from Brooklis. In their Ford Fiesta Rally 2, they now sit 5th overall, 5 seconds behind Creighton and 20 down on the leader, Callum Devine. Of course, remember, Armstrong at one stage today was just over 30 seconds adrift off the leading duo. The 2022 winners, Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes in the Hyundai i20, they sit 6th overall and are currently 8 seconds adrift of Armstrong. David Kelly and Arthur Cairns are 7th overall, a further 12 seconds adrift. And then we've got the battle of the family members from the Boyle Motorsport team. The father, Declan, who's Patrick Walsh on board in the first of the Skodas, is 8th position overall, and he currently sits 3.6 seconds adrift of David Kelly. But behind him, he's got his son, Michael, with Dermot McCarthy on the notes, and he sits a further 8.8 seconds behind in 9th position. Now here's the time of their stage in Cool Cross. Declan 6:31.3, Michael 6:31.4, 0.1 of a second in it between the two of those in the Cool Cross stage. So a magnificent battle there between father and son continuing. And rounding off the top 10 as we come to the end of day one, Kevin Eaves and Chris Melly, who of course are also in a Ford Fiesta this weekend. Just outside of the top 10, 14th overall at the moment, Kevin Galler and Ryan Moore. We can tell you they lead class 14. 6:52.1 was the time there of the Darien, and they continue to lead that class as they head in to the action tomorrow. Chris Ashmore is at service in Carndonagh. He's going to speak to the leading crews now as they make their way in there, and you will be able to listen to those interviews, which will be available very, very soon on our website on highlandradio.com. We do, of course, have a bumper day of action to come tomorrow as well, with 8 further stages, but they are huge ones. High Glen, Lochkill done twice in the morning, followed by Knockalla and Gary Gort done twice in the evening time, the afternoon, and we're all going to get the action up and running at 9:44, quarter to 10. The first car is due on High Glen tomorrow morning, and you will, of course, be able to follow all the action right here on Highland Radio throughout the weekend, brought to you in association with the Voodoo and Pulse venues in Letterkenny, where there is, of course, live entertainment tonight, Friday, and we thank the teams at the Pulse and the Voodoo for jumping on board and supporting us and bringing you coverage of the Woolton Recycling Donegal International Rally for 2025. And as day one comes to a close, it's the defending champions, Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan, who lead by 12.4 seconds from Hayden Padden and David Moynihan in the Hyundai, followed by Murrian Evans and William Creighton in the Yaris's, and the man who's on a charge today, John Armstrong, with Donegal navigator Shane Byrne on board. They wrap up the top five.